God has something prepared for us. God's got something in mind. And He's made each and every one of us unique. I can attest to that. We are unique, amen? And God has something special for you to do in the kingdom of God.
Welcome to Beechwood Christian Church Podcast. Mark is beginning a series of sermons entitled God's Goals for His Church. Each sermon is taken from the book of Ephesians. Join us for this week's sermon entitled The Walking Dead, taken from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. May God bless you as you journey this life with our Lord Jesus.
Bible verse this morning is Ephesians 2, 1 through 10. And you He made alive, who were dead in trespass and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespass, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in Him.
I'm going to ask that we just kind of stand here for a second, so just stretch that knee that bothers you and move it around a little bit. And I'm going to have a word of prayer, and then you can be seated, okay? Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the promises, the blessings, the strength you give us. Lord, life can get hard. And Father, we need you. We need that encouragement. We need those blessings. And we need, Lord, to know that you are by our side helping us and strengthening us. We praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you may be seated. You know, this series is that God has goals for His church. And already in the first chapter of Ephesians, we've learned some great things, that God has given us spiritual blessings. Amen? He's given us spiritual blessings to use for His church. And that God has appointed Jesus head over everything, and the Bible said, for the church. What an honor that is, church. We ought to feel blessed by God, strengthened by God. And even Paul reminds us that we are truly blessed because our prior condition to believing in, before believing in Jesus, was that we were dead. Now, in fact, Ephesians 2, 1 and 2 says, for as you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. You know, that kind of sounds like the series. It's called, can we have it? The Walking Dead. Now, I remember watching The Walking Dead. You know, how many of you know what that series is about? Okay, some of you don't. Now, it's a weird series. It's based on the comic book series by the same name. It's Robert Kirkman, Tony Moore, and Charlie Adlard. The series stars Andrew Lincoln as a deputy sheriff. okay? And he awakens from a coma to find apocalyptic world dominated by flesh-eating zombies. Yeah, he sets out to find his family. He encounters many other survivors, and it's on AMC. Now, I started watching that series, and I got the weebie-jeebies. And I'd wake up at night and because they would shoot these zombies, and it bothered me. And I thought, it's violent. It was something that I didn't really care for. And I'm a sci-fi buff, but I didn't like that at all. It was violent and it was rough. But, you know, when I looked at this and it said, we were actually walking dead. You know, that's what Paul says. You were dead in your trespasses, in your sins, and you used to live in it. Isn't that interesting? We were the walking dead, and we lived in that dead state. Now, I want to outline how we were living in that dead state. A, Paul said that we followed the ways of the world. Now, you know, so many times as a minister, I'll have someone say, you need to listen to this, and you need to find out what the world is really thinking. I know what the world's thinking. I was part of the world at one time in my life. And things really haven't changed since the time of Adam and Eve. We followed the ways of the world. We had a value standard that tells us to get rich, to get rich quick, to make it big, to do this and to do that. We followed that way of the world at one time. And we followed the ruler of the kingdom of the air. Who is he? He is Satan. In fact, we followed his advice, just like Adam and Eve, right? We want to become like God all the time. We want to rule ourselves. We don't want to be told what to do. And in our dead state, before we knew Jesus Christ, we followed that advice of Satan. And now see, the Spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Yeah, there are evil spirits, people. The Spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. You know, it's an attitude, it's a philosophy, isn't it? People, there's a standard that God has given us which tells us what right and wrong is. There are those who are obedient, those who are disobedient. People, it is an absolute. I know we don't believe in absolutes, but it is an absolute. It is right and wrong. And those who go against his word are disobedient. Those who go against the plan of Jesus Christ are in disobedience. It's plain and simple. But all of us at one time or another were among the living dead. But God, in his grace, has made us alive in Christ. So, let's see what he's done for us, okay? Secondly, we are seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. Number two, we are seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. Now, I want you to notice something, people. We've been talking about the blessings of God and how God has blessed us and he's blessed his church. I want you to notice it doesn't say we will be seated with Christ. It says we are seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. Presently. Because Jesus is with us. Jesus is in us. Amen? Now, there's another blessing here for the church. Another blessing for the Christian. It's a done deal. God has ordained it. So here we can still have the presence of God every day. And we are seated in the heavenly realms. Now that makes me excited. Because I always thought heaven's something I'm going to get in the future. Well, yeah, physically that may be. But spiritually, I'm in heaven. I've started my eternal journey, and God has given that blessing to me. Yeah. So, we are a participant in the heavenly victories. Now, A, why are we seated with Christ in the heavenly realms? I mean, why would God bestow to us such an honor? And that's an honor. To sit at the right hand of God means it's a place of power. And we are seated with Christ. Well, the answer is really found in verse 7. Ephesians 2, 7. It says, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Wow. What's that mean? That means that someday, long after Paul, Mark Black would read this and say, isn't the grace, the kindness that's found in Jesus something spectacular? May I give God glory. You see, those in the future may stand in awe of the kindness and the mercy of God. And we should. We should stand in awe of God's mercy and his kindness to us. He didn't have to do that, but he did. Well, also, secondly, for all eternity, we can reflect on God's mercy and kindness. You see, I think when we get to heaven, physically, when we get there, that we're going to have an eternity to reflect on God's mercy to us. And we're going to walk around and say, man, I don't deserve this. Yep, I don't deserve that. Oh, what a blessing. Look at this street. Look at this. Isn't this great? Isn't it wonderful? It's all through the grace of God that we have this. And for all eternity, we will give praise to God. We will reflect on his mercy and kindness. And we will be reminded of God's mercy. You know, in fact, can we all just tell God thank you? Ready on three. One, two, three. Thank you. Yeah. It's a great thing to thank God. And sometimes we forget to say thank you. And we need to say thank you to God. Well, here's my third point. We are God's workmanship. Take a listen to verses 8 and 10. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You know, Paul is very, very adamant about God's grace to us and that it's a gift. It is a gift of God. Salvation isn't something that you earn. Everyone would probably say, yep, we cannot earn salvation. You won't be able to boast that you were good enough to earn your salvation. No, no, no. But we are God's workpiece. We're a work. When salvation was offered to us and we accepted that salvation, we confessed him, we repented of our sins, we were baptized, and we walked in the newness of the life of Jesus Christ, God began a work in us. Isn't that exciting? We began to change from within. God's grace to us through salvation in Jesus Christ affected us so much that we began to change. You know, the things that made us dead were replaced. And that's a principle. That is a principle that we need to learn, that God replaces things in our lives. Things that were bad, he replaces with things that are good. We followed the ways of the world, but no longer. We followed Satan, but no longer. We shared in the spirit of disobedient men, but no longer. We live by the passions of the flesh, but no longer. We follow the desires of the body and mind, but no longer. No longer do we walk in those ways. You see, God created a new creature in us. Do you feel new? Sometimes we don't, do we? Sometimes this old body makes us feel old. But we know one thing. God has made us new inside. And sometimes that new Mark Black inside just wants to jump outside this old body. Sometimes it says, oh, let's just get on with it. Listen to what he said in Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I've been transformed. How about you? You've been transformed? Amen? Amen. You've been born again? It's the work of God. It's the work of God. It's not my work. He has accomplished this. William Barclay made this comment. He said, good works can never earn salvation. But there's something radically wrong if salvation does not produce good works. See the difference? Well, why is this? Why has God made us a new creature? And may the wonderful, magnificent, spectacular grace of God transform us in this workmanship that he's done. Now, number one, so that we may do good works for him. People, it's not, what do I get out of it? It's what do I give to him? We have been transformed so that we may do good works for him. Number two, the church is made to do good works for him. That's why the church exists. Sometimes we get the wrong idea of what church is all about. The church exists to do good works for him. We're not made to be a social club. We're not made to be a fellowship club, although fellowship may happen. We're transformed to do good works. Thirdly, God has something prepared for us to do. God's got something in mind. And he's made each and every one of us unique. I can attest to that. We are unique, amen? And God has something special for you to do in the kingdom of God. And you can. He's made you unique. And our service to him is in gratitude and in love to him. You know, someone has illustrated love as the fulfilling of the law in this way. A woman was married to a man whom she did not love. He made her get up every morning at 5 o'clock, cook his breakfast, serve it at 6 o'clock sharp, made her wait on him, and had all of these demands that she had made. Yeah, there she is. Her life was miserable trying to satisfy all of the requests of her husband. And finally he died. Did I hear someone say amen? No. Watch it, guys. Okay? Well, after a few years later, she married again. And this time she married a man that she really loved. She was in love. Okay? And one day when they were clearing out some of the old papers, she came across the strict rules that her former husband had written out for her to obey. And carefully she read them over. And get up at 5, serve breakfast at 6 sharp, and on she read. Then she stopped and she thought, I realized that I was fulfilling every single one of those demands now. But this time, she was doing it for love's sake. It's not so difficult to serve the Lord Jesus Christ when we really love Him. Amen? So love the Lord with all of your heart and serve Him in a joyful way. God calls His church to action. He calls us. Will you join us? God may be calling some to salvation today to begin that journey of transformation. And God is constantly changing us, isn't He? I find out as I get older, I say, I don't do those things that I used to do. God has changed me even now. This is an invitation. I'm going to ask the team come forward.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. Feel free to visit us on our webpage at www.beechwoodchristian.org or come and worship with us. Services at Beechwood Christian Church are located at 12950 Easton Street, Northeast, in Alliance, Ohio. Sunday morning worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Sunday school for all ages is at 9:30 a.m. We'd love to have you come. May God bless you and your family, and may we look to Jesus as we journey through this life.